Would you pray with me? Almighty God, we rejoice in your salvation.
亲爱的主，我们在你的救赎中，我们欢喜。
And we thank you, Jesus, that today on Easter you showed that you have power over death.
我们感谢主，今天在复活日，你的能力战胜了死亡。
We thank you so much for the victory of the cross and the new life you make possible for us through it.
我们感谢你十字架的救赎和你给我们的新的生命。
Lord, we pray now that the joy, the excitement, the power of your resurrection would fill our lives.
我们欢喜你的重生，你的救赎充满了我们的心里。
And that today you would be glorified, Jesus Christ, in this place.
今天在这个地方，你的名被高举。
We pray in your mighty name.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Amen. In the year 303 AD, the Roman Emperor Diocletian gave the order for a church building in what is now modern-day Turkey to be torn to the ground.For government agents to seize all of its wealth, and for every Bible in it to be burned.
在公元303年，罗马皇帝叫 Diocletian， 他发布了一条命令，就是在今天土耳其一个地方叫 Nicomedia， 他要把一座教堂的建筑拆毁。没收一切财产，烧毁所有圣经。
The day that this order went out was February 23rd, a Roman feast day dedicated to the Roman god Terminus, the god of boundaries.
那一天是二月二十三号，是纪念罗马一个疆界神，他的名字叫 Terminus 的盛宴这个节日。
Diocletian and especially Galerius under him intended that on this day Christianity would meet its final boundary, that on this day Christianity would come to an end.
在这一天 Diocletian 特别是他手下的 Galerius 想把这一天变为基督教的末日，也就是这一天让基督教彻底结束。
And so on that day, the most brutal, widespread persecution that ever happened in the Roman Empire began.
所以就是在这一天，在罗马帝国，对基督教最残酷、最广泛、最大范围的迫害开始了。
Diocletian tried to box in, snuff out, and bury Christianity.
Diocletian 他们就想要迫害、摧毁和埋葬，彻底的埋葬基督教。
With such powerful enemies, how could Christianity possibly survive?
在这么强大的敌人面前，基督教怎么可以，还怎么可以生存呢？
But faith in Jesus Christ cannot be boxed in, snuffed out, or buried.
但是基督教的信心是不能被摧毁的，不能被压迫和不能被埋葬的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because on Easter, Jesus Christ rose from the dead, conquered death, and broke through every barrier that stands between God and the people he loves.
因为在复活节这一天，耶稣基督从死里复活，战胜了死亡，摧毁了挡在神和他所爱的人之间的所有的障碍。
The Christian historian named Eusebius of Caesarea visited Egypt during these dark days of persecution and witnessed firsthand the deaths of Christians whose heads were being chopped off one after another until that blade became dull and the axe broke.
基督教历史学家 Eusebius 在 Diocletian迫害最黑暗的时期访问了埃及，并且亲身见证了基督教残酷的死刑，他们的头 一个个被砍下，直到刽子手的屠刀变钝，斧头也开裂。
It was then, he writes, that we observed a truly divine power and zeal in those who had placed their faith in Jesus Christ.
他写道，正是在这个时候，他在那些信靠耶稣基督人身上所看到的一股真正属天的能力和他们的激情。
He tells that as soon as sentence was pronounced against the first Christian, all of a sudden, someone else jumped up in that part of the crowd. Someone else jumped up from this part of the crowd and jumped before the judge and said, I'm a Christian too.
他告诉我们，当一个基督徒被宣判并处以死刑的时候，马上就有几个基督徒从这一边，从那一边，马上跳起来在法官面前宣告自己是基督徒。
They showed no fear when faced with terrors and tortures, but with joy and laughter and gladness received the final sentence of death.
他们在惊吓和折磨面前毫不畏惧，以喜乐、欢笑和笑脸迎接对他们的死亡审判。
They sang to the God of the universe to their very last breath.
他们在唱诗，他们在感谢神，感谢宇宙真神中咽下最后一口气。
Against such powerful faith, how could the Roman Empire possibly survive?
面对如此强有力的信仰，罗马帝国怎么样站立得住？
Indeed, less than 10 years after the start of this terrible persecution, Galerius, the very man who inspired Diocletian to destroy Christianity, would himself pass a law giving Christians full legal protection.
事实上，在这个残酷迫害不到十年的时间， Galerius 正是这个人，他迫害基督教。他迫害基督教开始一场大迫害的时候，他自己通过了一条法律，给予基督徒全部的法律保护。
During Jesus' ministry, the religious leaders tried to do much the same thing.
耶稣在世上传扬福音的时候，他周围的宗教领袖，他们也做同样的一件事。
They tried to box him in, snuff him out, and bury him.
他们也竭力地来迫害、来摧毁和埋葬这个基督教。
Christ preached a message of God's love and forgiveness that seemed to threaten the religious order and the status quo that they had worked so hard to preserve.
基督传讲了神的爱和饶恕的信息，似乎威胁他们多年立起的保护的规则和现状。
They could not accept that God would disrupt their lives, that Christ's message would be so radical, and that God's plan of redemption would be so different from what they expected.
他们不能接受这个现实，就是神会扰乱他们的生活，基督的信息会这么偏激，神的救赎计划会与他们的想象如此不同。
They wanted to control the religious life of Israel, but Jesus Christ cannot be limited or controlled.
他们想要控制以色列人的精神生活，可是耶稣基督却不能够被限制和扼杀。
And so Matthew 26, 3-4 tells us, the chief priests and the elders of the people assembled.And they plotted to arrest Jesus and in some sly way kill him.
在马太福音26:3-4中有提到，祭司长和民间的长老商议要用诡计拿住耶稣杀他。
And they succeeded. They handed Jesus over to the Romans to be crucified.
他们办到了，他们抓到了耶稣基督，并把他交给罗马兵丁，钉在十字架上。
But when Jesus Christ died, something unusual, something powerful began to happen.
但是在耶稣基督升天的时候，一件不寻常而且令人震撼的事情发生了。
The earth shook, the rocks split, the tombs broke open, and the bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life.
地也震动，磐石也开裂，坟墓也开了，已睡圣徒的身体多有起来的。
They came out of their tombs and after Jesus' resurrection went into the city and appeared to many people as witnesses of God's power, truth, and love.
他们离开了他们的坟墓，在耶稣复活后走进城里，向许多人显现，以证明耶稣基督死而复活的能力。
Now these are not zombies from The Walking Dead.
这些都不是行尸走肉的僵尸。
This is the power of God breaking out, destroying death through Christ's death, raising righteous people back to life to spread the message of God's love.
这是神大能的爆发，借着耶稣的死摧毁死亡，使义人复活，去告诉人们神的爱，神的真理和他的大爱。
Even the Roman centurion guarding Jesus as he died, a man who had seen countless deaths throughout his career, saw the earthquake and what was happening, and he declared, surely he was the Son of God.
即使看守耶稣的罗马百夫长，这个人见过无数死亡的看守，他见耶稣钉十字架，地大震动，并所发生的事，他也惊呼，这真是神的儿子。
The truth was breaking out, flooding his heart, opening his eyes to who Jesus Christ is.
这个事实也冲击他的心，这个奇迹也使他打开眼睛，看见耶稣基督的真实。
Not far away in the temple in Jerusalem, something just as strange and unexpected was happening.
在 不远处，在耶路撒冷的圣殿里，另一件奇妙且意想不到的事发生了。
Deep inside the temple lay the most holy place, separated from the rest of the temple by a huge curtain.
在圣殿里有一隔开至圣所和圣殿其他部分的帐幕。
In Leviticus 16:2, God warns Aaron and the priests to only enter the most holy place once a year because God chose to reveal His presence and power there in a unique and powerful way.
在利未记十六章第二节中，神告诉亚伦和祭司，一年只能一次进入至圣所，因为神是以这样一个特殊而有力的方式向人显现。
At the moment Christ died, though, this curtain in the temple was torn from top to bottom.
可是在耶稣升天的那一刻，隔开至圣所的帐幕从上到下裂为两半。
This huge curtain around 60 feet high separated the people from the presence of God.
这个隔开人与神的巨大帐幕有60英尺高。
The separation was at the heart of the Jewish religious system in which the priest stood between the people and God, controlling the access the people had to God.
这种隔离是在犹太宗教系统中，其中祭司站在人与神中间，控制人进到神里面，进到至圣所里面。
But God tore this huge, heavy curtain open from top to bottom at the moment Jesus died because Christ's death destroys every barrier that stands between God and the people He loves.
但神在基督升天的那一刻，从上而下撕开了这个巨大而沉重的帐幕，因为基督的死破除了神与他所爱人之间的一切的障碍。
You see, on the cross, Jesus paid the penalty that each of us deserves to pay as sinners.
在十字架上， 耶稣付上了死亡的代价，这代价是你和我每一个我们每一个罪人所应该要付出的。
He died in our place under the judgment of God so that we might receive forgiveness for our sin and enter a life-transforming relationship with God.
他替我们死在神的审判之下，这样你和我的罪才能得到赦免，进入一个与神有生命转变的永久的关系。
Through Christ's death, God invites us and enables us to enter His most holy presence.
借着基督的死，神邀请我们，并使我们能够进入至圣所，进入他的神圣同在。
Even with the power of God breaking out all around them, the religious leaders, like desperate blind men, still thought that they could control this situation.
即使神如此大的能力冲击周围的一切，这些宗教领袖们像绝望瞎眼的人一样，还是认为他们能够控制这个局面。
They still thought that they could put a lid on what was happening and stop the hand of God.
他们还是相信他们可以把这些事情都遮盖起来，阻止神的手做工。
And so they asked the Roman authorities to allow them to post guards at the door of Christ's tomb.
他们要求罗马当局允许他们派人看守基督的墓。
They remembered that Jesus had promised, after 3 days, I will rise again.
他们记得耶稣曾说过，三日后我要复活。
Without guards at the tomb, the religious leaders feared that the disciples would come and steal the body and then tell other people that he is raised from the dead.
这些宗教领袖们担心，如果没有人看守坟墓的话，门徒会来偷身体，告诉人们他已经从死里复活。
And so Pilate gave them permission to do as they desired, and they went out and made the tomb secure by putting a seal on the stone and posting the guard.
于是比拉多允许他们，他们就带着看守的兵同去，封了石头，将坟墓把守妥当。
But as all those who have ever tried to box in, snuff out, and bury God's work have learned, God cannot be stopped.
正如那些所有想迫害、摧毁和埋葬神所做的工的这些人所知道的，神是不可阻挡的。
On the first day of the week, at dawn on Sunday, two faithful followers of Christ, both named Mary, visit Christ's tomb.
那七日的头一日，黎明时分，两个忠实的跟随者都叫玛利亚。
The earth shakes violently, the tomb breaks open, and the guards fall to the ground frozen like dead men.
他们来到耶稣的坟墓，地大震动，坟墓裂开。看守的人发抖震颤，摔在地上，像死人一样。
An angel speaks to the women, invites them to see where Jesus' body had been, and commands them to go quickly and tell.
一个天使对妇女说话，请他们来看到安苏到，请他们来看耶稣安放的地方，并要他们快去告诉。
Christ has risen from the dead. He has conquered death itself. And by his mighty power, he has broken through every barrier that the religious leaders have put in place to box him in, to snuff him out, to bury him.
基督已经从死里复活，他已经战胜了死亡，并用他的大能破除宗教领袖所设置的各种障碍。他们所想迫害，所想摧毁，所想埋葬他。
The two Marys, as Christ's followers, are then swept up into the outbreaking power of Christ's resurrection. Go and tell.
这两个玛利亚，基督的追随者，迅速地去传扬基督复活的信息，快去告诉。
This is the first command given to Christ's followers after Christ's death and resurrection. Go and tell.
这是耶稣死和复活后给基督徒的第一个命令，快去告诉。
Go and tell that he is risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee.
快去告诉他已经从死里复活，并要在你们之前到加利利。
After seeing the broken tomb, the frozen soldiers, the earthquake, and the angel, and now hearing the good news that Jesus Christ is risen, how could the women possibly hold back? How could they keep from going?
在那里他们看到他，当看见坟墓被打开，看守被吓坏，地大震动，天使显现，而且听到基督复活的大好信息之后，这两个妇人怎么可能不去告诉别人呢？
And so they run like the wind until someone stops them in their tracks.
他们跑得像风一样快，直到有人拦住他们的脚步。
It is Jesus.
是耶稣基督。
And he says to them, go and tell.
他告诉他们，你去告诉他们。
Go and tell my brothers to do what? To go.
你去告诉我的弟兄去。
Suddenly everyone is going somewhere. Everyone is running and excited and more than a little afraid.
突然间每个人都要去一个地方，每个人都很兴奋，但是有一点害怕。
The power of God that raised Jesus from the dead, that defeated death,that broke through the tomb, that destroys every barrier that stands between God and the people he loves, is now sweeping Christ's followers up in a mighty wave and sending them out. Go and tell.
神的能力使耶稣从死里复活，战胜了死亡，打开了坟墓，粉碎了神与他所爱之人的障碍，现在已经形成巨大的浪潮，在耶稣的门中传开，去告诉。
20 years ago, I visited the underground church in a small country where Christianity is illegal.
20年前，我到了一个小的国家，在那里，基督教是非法，我去到一个地下教会。
That country was doing everything it could to box in, snuff out, and bury Christianity.
这个国家在尽他一切所能来迫害、摧毁和埋葬基督教。
We met the leaders of the church who risked their lives every day to lead and shepherd God's people.
我们见到了教会的领袖，他们每一天都冒着生命的危险在牧养神的子民。
They told us about how the pastor of their church had been arrested, thrown in prison,and kept in terrible conditions.
他们告诉我们，他们教会的牧师怎么样被当局关押，并处在非常恶劣的环境中。
He was given only one cup of rice and one cup of water each day, and then worked to death in the hot sun.
他一天，每一天他们只能有一小碗米饭和一杯水，在烈日下面工作，几乎要累死。
Every day, his family and friends needed to bring him additional food and water just to keep him alive.
他们朋友和家人每天需要给他们送额外的食物和水，让他们活下来。
We met a youth pastor whose fiancée lived in Florida.
我们碰到了一个年轻的牧师，他的未婚妻住在佛罗里达州。
He had the opportunity to leave his country at any moment, move to the U.S. and marry her.
他有机会可以随时离开这个国家，到美国来与她结婚。
But he chose to stay longer, ministering at the risk of his life.
可是他选择在那里停留更长的时间，在那里在危险的环境中服侍。
Any day, at any hour, he could be arrested and his marriage plans destroyed forever.
任何一天，任何时候，他都有可能被逮捕，而他的结婚的计划也会永远泡汤。
With such risks, you might imagine that very few would want to follow Jesus Christ.
在这样危险的环境中，你可能会觉得很少人会愿意跟随基督。
But the opposite was true.
但事实相反。
In spite of severe persecution and deadly dangers, this country was in the middle of a major revival.
尽管在严重的迫害和致命的危险中，这个国家正在经历极大的复兴。
Every day, many were coming to Christ, surrendering their lives to Him, choosing to follow Him.
每天都有很多人跟随基督，把生命交给他，并选择跟随他。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because Jesus Christ is stronger than death.
因为耶稣基督战胜死亡。
He breaks through tombs.
冲破了坟墓。
He shatters rocks.
破碎了岩石。
He tears down religious curtains that separate people from him.
他撕裂了隔离人与神之间的帐幕。
And he sweeps us up in a mighty wave and sends us out with words of hope and life that we cannot help but share with the people around us.
他感动我们，像巨大的浪潮，给我们希望和救赎的信息。使我们不得不告诉我们周围的人。
When the disciples met Jesus in Galilee, he told them more about his great power.
当门徒在加利利见到耶稣的时候，他告诉他们更多关于他的能力。
All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
The next word should now sound very familiar to you. Go.
接下来的话大家应该都很熟悉了。去。
In the Greek, the verb is a participle, which actually means as you go.
在希腊语里，这个动词也是一个参与词，意思就是说所以你们要去。
In other words, Jesus knows that when his followers are filled with his life and power, they will not be able to hold back. They cannot help but go.
换句话说，耶稣知道，当门徒有了他的生命，有了他的能力，他们不可能不去传扬。
They are people now swept up and sent out by the outward moving power of Christ's death. And resurrection.
他们 更感动，就像心里有一股巨大的浪潮，他们不可能不去，就是因为耶稣基督的死和复活而出去传扬的。
Nothing can stop them, not even suffering, not even death.
没有什么可以阻挡他们，不论是痛苦，甚至于死亡。
As you go, therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, I am with you always to the very end of the age.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Once again, we hear the very simple command that was given twice to the women near the tomb on Easter. Go and tell.
我们再一次，我们听到这简单的命令，在这个复活节里，这个命令两次给了公墓旁边的妇女，快去告诉。
Some will try to box you in. Others will try to snuff you out and bury you. You will face trouble and suffering as you bear your cross and follow Jesus.
有人一定会要想办法迫害你，他们要摧毁你，也要埋葬基督教。在背你的十字架跟随耶稣的时候，一定会面临困难和痛苦。
But go and tell of Christ's power, truth, and love until the knowledge of God fills the earth as the waters cover the sea, until this mighty gospel is preached in every land, until every knee bows and every tongue confesses that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
但去告诉别人基督的能力、大能和他的大爱，直到地极，认识耶和华的知识，要充满遍地，好像水充满海洋一般。
Around the middle of the 19th century, a revival spread across Wales, England. Many committed their lives to ministry, and a number of new missionaries were sent from England to the region of Assam in northeast India.
大约在19世纪中期，在英格兰的威尔士有一次大复兴，许多人奉献做神的事工，一些新的传教士从英国被派到印度东部的
Through the work of these missionaries, one day a man and his entire family accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior.
通过这些传教士的施工，一天有一个人和他的全家接受了耶稣基督为他们的救主。
Because of this man's joyful testimony, soon other villagers were also accepting Christ.
因为这个人欢喜的见证，其他的村民也很快。
The leader of this village became deeply troubled and demanded that this man and his entire family appear before the community.
村长很困惑，很烦恼，要求这名男子和他的家人在全村人面前公开放弃他们信仰的耶稣基督。
In front of everyone, the leader warned this man and his family to renounce their faith in Jesus Christ or be executed immediately.
要他们公开地放弃耶稣基督，否则的话，他们要立刻都要被处死。
The man, as far as I know, we don't even know his name, began to sing, I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back. No turning back.
这个男子，我们甚至不知道他的名字。他随后就开始唱歌：“我已经决定要跟随耶稣，永不回头，永不回头。”
leader was filled with fury and commanded that arrows be shot into his two young sons.
这个村长非常的愤怒，他就开始命令村里的男人向这个人的。 两个年幼的儿子射箭。
As the boys lay dying on the ground, the leader again demanded that this man renounce his faith in Christ.
当那个男孩在地上弥留之际，这个村长再一次要求这个男子放弃自己的信仰。
To everyone's surprise, he continued to sing, Though none go with me, still I will follow. No turning back. No turning back.
令他们吃惊的是，他还在继续唱。虽然没有人和我一起去，我依然会跟随，永不回头，永不回头。They
then killed his wife before his eyes and demanded one last time that he renounce his faith.
然后他们在他的眼前杀害了他的妻子，并最后一次要求他放弃他的信仰。But
he continued to sing. The cross before me, the world behind me, no turning back, no turning back.
可是他还在继续唱，十字架在我面前，世界，十字架在我前头，世界在我身后，永不回头，永不回头。The
order was given, arrows flew through the air, and the brave Christian fell to the ground dead.
最后这个村长下达命令。 箭在空中飞过，这个勇敢的基督徒也倒在地上死掉。But
Jesus Christ is stronger than death.
但耶稣基督的能力大于死亡。The
village leader looked up from the dead bodies before him, and he asked, Why should this man, his wife, and two children die for a man who lived some 2,000 years ago in a faraway land?
这个村长看着地下的尸体，心里在想：为什么这个人、他的妻子和两个孩子 会为一个在遥远的地方2000多年前生活过的人而死呢？
There must be a supernatural power behind this family, and I too want that supernatural power.
这一定是有某一种超自然的力量在这一家，那我也想要这超自然的能力。
Through a miracle of grace, as the truth and love of God broke through around him, the leader suddenly shouted, I too belong to Jesus Christ.
因着奇妙的恩典，当神的真理和大爱，他受到他的这个冲击，这个村长突然也喊了一声，我也属耶稣基督。
Everyone in this village soon became a follower of Jesus Christ.They recorded and passed down this song to us, and today the region of northeast India is almost entirely Christian.
接着村里几乎所有的人都成为基督的门徒。这个地方到现在还保留着这首歌，在今天印度东北部地区几乎都是基督徒。
This Easter, Jesus Christ is breaking through.
在这个复活节，耶稣基督再一次来突破。
Jesus is breaking through every barrier that stands between God and the people he loves so much.
耶稣基督突破每一个在上帝和他所爱之人之间的障碍。
Today Jesus invites us into his most holy presence.To be humbled and transformed by his death and resurrection.
今天耶稣基督邀请我们进入他的至圣所，以他的死和复活，要我们谦卑，要我们改变。
And as Christ changes us, he sweeps us up into the mighty wave of his death and resurrection that cannot be boxed in, snuffed out, or buried.
正如耶稣基督改变了我们，他的死和复活也像一股强大的巨浪，也在震撼着我们，冲击我们。这个死和复活是不能被迫害、埋葬和挤压的。
And he gives us a command through which, as we obey him, he will raise dead hearts back to life. He will draw sinners to himself, and he will unmask the powerlessness of sin, suffering, and death.
他给我们一道新的命令去传扬，他的死会使死心变活，使罪人归向自己，使罪恶、痛苦。死亡，这一切在他的面前都变得无力。
His command is this, go and tell.
他的命令就是去传扬。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Mighty Lord, you conquered sin and death.
全能的上帝，你战胜了罪恶和死亡。
And you love us so much that you reach out to us and you draw us to yourself, cleansing us, forgiving us of our sin.
你爱我们，你向我们你向我们打开，把我们洗清我们的罪恶。
And then you give us, your followers, a precious message to share with the world.
你给我们这些门徒宝贵的信息。和全世界全人来分享。
I pray, O God, that you would revive our hearts and fill us with your mighty power to preach your truth and love everywhere.
我们祷告祈求神给我们能力，给我们巨大的能力，来传扬你的福音，在这个世界上到处来传扬你的福音。
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
阿门。